From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Shayla Cologne reports for the Times Union that Amtrak announced January 21st cuts to local and national service because of staff shortages caused by COVID-19. About 8% of Northeast regional weekly departures between Monday, January 24th and March 27th will be eliminated. Two round trips between Albany and New York City were cut, and the one daily train from New York City to Chicago will operate just 5 days a week. Amtrak reports 97% of employees being fully vaccinated for coronavirus, but several hundred employees have called in sick recently. A spokesperson told the newspaper, and I quote, "We anticipate that COVID-related impacts to staffing will continue to impact parts of Amtrak's network and the availability of our fleet in the near term as the surge of Omicron cases impacts the nation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Lorna Chirota Littleway reports for the Columbia paper about the more than 100 people who attended a counter-protest in Chatham a few days after three racists unfurled a White Lives Matter banner in front of the village gazebo. On January 14, three masked individuals held a banner for the organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center lists as a hate group. On January 19th, over 100 people rebuked the trio, holding signs reading, "Chatham says no to hate, hate has no home here, and stop racism, speak up," at the same location. Sam Hodge, chair of Columbia County Democrats, who urged people to attend the event, said, and I quote, "We must say loud and clear, white supremacists and neo-Nazis don't have a place here," end quote. Locally, stickers for the racist group have been spotted in Hudson and Valencia, and more recently in North Greenbush. Village trustee and police commissioner Pat Minahan said, and I quote, "I have no idea why they picked our village. We would love to know the answer to that," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Clarence Panto reports in the Berkshire Eagle that while COVID-19 fears keep many future plans on hold, Tanglewood is moving forward with its first full schedule of concerts this summer since 2019. The Boston Symphony returns for a 10-week season of classical concerts. James Taylor will perform twice. There will be a 90th birthday salute to John Williams and a tribute to the late Broadway songwriter Stephen Sondheim. Tanglewood is a music venue in the towns of Lenox and Stockbridge in western Massachusetts. The indoor Ozawa Hall will host performances for the first time since 2019, and outdoor shows also resume this summer there, with most tickets going on sale in March. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.